Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate you taking the time to stop in.
As always, appreciate the invitation, and great to be here to talk about Perry Community Schools.
Absolutely. As school board held its meeting on Monday, and so, you know, we'll go over some of the items that were there. We'll start off, you're looking for a school business official, so talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I had in the superintendent update was Ken Beltman, who's been a business manager or school business official, they also call him, very key position as we look at finances and just a whole myriad of different things that they do, but he'll be retiring, and we're always looking for someone that is interested not only in numbers, but working with people, schools, public schools specifically, and knowing school finance. It's a whole different ballgame because I've worked with many school business officials along the way, and some are, I mean, extremely talented and have many degrees, but yet it's difficult to do school finance. But we need that person, so if you're interested, you can always go to our website. We're taking apps until January 28th, and we want to get great replacement, if at all possible. But huge thank you to Kent Baltman for his service and to finish strong. He's going to be finishing the year, of course. Anyway, that was one of the things that we covered with that superintendent update that was a key position.
Absolutely, yeah. So again, through January 28th, you can get those applications in. Thank you, Clark, for that.
You bet.
And then, of course, you know, let's talk about, because this is the first time that we've met, obviously, after the one-year mark of the tragedy that occurred last year. And so I know you wanted to kind of give credit where credit's due to the recovery team.
You bet. We've had the district recovery team led by Dr. Mandy Ross facilitating that. But even more importantly is the amount of teamwork with that group, because there's close to 30 people on that, and it ranged from not only school personnel, but city, law enforcement, and ministerial association, and the different ministers that were on there. So we just had a number of people that chipped in to get things planned out, and things really went well last week, and we continue to work through all of the different emotions and recovery for that. But we're doing a great job. I think people are gaining that resiliency, focusing on teaching and learning. But this group, there's just so many things that they were able to plan for and do, and we appreciate all the work that they did. And then we've had Jenna Blythe, the mental health coordinator, that is coordinating a number of mental health services, which is for both our students and our staff. So that's huge. And as we talk about supports, one thing that was kind of cool that first week was we had Linda Endorf coordinated retired teachers being at each of the buildings. So if somebody needed to take a break, they were able to go into the classrooms if needed. So kudos to Linda and the retired teachers who stepped up and said, hey, I can come out and help. So that was that's cool. Always great to see teamwork.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And so, yeah, no, that is just really great to see that that's continuing to go well. And another area is your English learners. So talk about that program.
Yeah. Mr. Wittiger, Director of Teaching and Learning, broad overview of our English learner program. And just a couple things. It was kind of an overview by the numbers. So we're serving 391 students at Perry Community Schools in our English learner program. We've exited 320, and we have over 16 different languages at Perry Community Schools, and people that are learning, of course, the English language, but then 16 different languages. I think it's just impressive that our teachers are able to take those kids where they're at, have them continue to grow, all about continuous learning, and yet differentiating their instruction to meet all those needs. So I want to give those kind of facts and figures to demonstrate, I think, the quality of people that we have working at Perry Community Schools and meeting those diverse needs.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, thank you for highlighting that. And then, of course, one more thing that we need to get to is the elementary at-risk coordinator position.
Yeah, that's a huge plus right now. We have what's called a Stronger Connections Grant, and This allowed us to add an at-risk coordinator to help meet the mental health needs and the resiliency, building resiliency with students. We did have 3 guidance counselors. We were down to 2 this year. So this one will be working with those kids, emotional needs of kids, again, resiliency, building resiliency, acting like a counselor in that sense. So I think we're fortunate to have that position filled, and that will be for the rest of this year till May 30th. So huge plus.
Absolutely. And Clark, before you get out of here, I do just obviously want to bring up at the basketball game on January 10th to officially honor Dan Marburger, get the official dedication of the court. I know he got a plaque. It was a huge ceremony, and I heard there was a lot in attendance, and so I think that was really great as another honor.
Absolutely. Dan was just such a tremendous guy, first of all, and a tremendous educator, good friend, and it was cool to see one of the areas that he probably loved as much as any was that gymnasium area. Graduation, as well as so many different activities from basketball, band, wrestling, and you go on and on. But really, graduation was kind of the culminating thing that he really, really enjoyed. And to be able to name the court the Dan Marburger Court was just a really special dedication for a special guy. And to see the number of people that were there, both Grandview School was there, and of course our Perry folks, and everybody standing and honoring the great guy that he was. And now we have the Marburger Court. So it's a nice combination. So we'll always be remembering him when we go to that court.
Absolutely. Again, we have been speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, really always appreciate you taking the time, and we'll catch up again soon.
Shaquan, appreciate the invitation as always. Thanks for listening, and make it a great day.
That is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.